Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. This is the first episode in the new year. It is my sincere hope that with this series, we all will be helped to rise above the clouds of material consciousness. Today we will hear something about the mind of Krishna. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradino Yasastantra Ijvatija Sadhu Birgrasta Hritayo Bhaktir Bhakta Janapriya. The Lord said, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the course of their hearts. For to speak of my devotees, even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. A little later, Krishna gives a reason why he is so much impressed and even attached to his devotees. He says, as chaste women bring their gentle husbands under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their full control. So the reason is there is some emotional attachment going on, just like a chaste woman who serves her husband very loyally, very devotedly, evokes an affectionate response in her husband, who then wants to care for her. And in exactly the same way, the devotional attitude, the service, and also the affection of the devotees bring Krishna to the state where he responds affectionately. He becomes attached to his devotees. It is this affection which the devotees offer to the Lord that spices up their devotional service and makes it so attractive to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that in a way the Lord becomes controlled by them. Narada Muni speaks about this very important ingredient in devotional service, affection. He says to Uddhava, indeed, without love, the nine kinds of devotional service are like vegetables without salt, an elaborate meal without hunger, studying of the scriptures without understanding, or gardens without fruit. See, it's salt which brings out the qualities in the vegetable. It's hunger which makes a meal attractive, and it is also understanding that makes your reading fruitful. In the same way, it is affection and love which makes bhakti attractive, it makes it relishable, and it makes it also fruitful. So the question here is the Lord controlled? Is the Lord attached to a soul who offers service? And the answer is yes. You must know that there are three qualities in the mind of Krishna: gratitude, tolerance, and compassion. I should say there are, of course, many, many more, but these are singled out in Rupa Goswami's writings. in a verse in Ujjwal Nilamoni. There, two devotees discuss about Krishna, how he is, how he feels, how what are his deeper qualities. And the devotee says, Krishna becomes controlled by one who performs even the slightest service. This points out to Krishna's gratefulness, his acceptance of a devotee, despite his other mistakes or disqualifications. A second quality, is tolerance. Krishna smiles patiently, even if an intolerable offense is committed against him. Ooh, he's tolerant. And his third quality, his heart becomes tormented if he sees others suffering even slightly. This, of course, points out towards his compassion that is there for those who are engaged in devotional service. As we study this verse, we might stumble about one sentence. The verse says that Krishna becomes controlled by his devotee because of this one quality: the devotee's heart is completely devoid of material desires. I think no one of us can claim that we are already on this level. However, it seems that Krishna becomes affectionate and reciprocates with his devotee even when he is still struggling with material attachments, provided the devotee turns around to him. Remember the second quality of Krishna's mind. He is tolerant and forgives patiently mistakes which the devotees do. This means wherever you are, you can turn around and have a new start with Krishna. The example is Vritasura, who was cursed to act like a demon. Towards the end of his life, he remembered Krishna, and as he was expecting his the death stroke from Indra, as he was lying there and expected that Indra will throw his thunderbolt and take his life, he turned to Krishna with beautiful prayers, and Krishna accepted him and appeared to him, that is in one Acharya's commentary, and allowed him to come back home, back to Godhead. Yes, Krishna patiently forgives mistakes. And all that he wants to see in the heart of the devotee is eagerness, a one-pointedness. During the Sangha Mela, I shared with the devotees that there is only one prize for obtaining Krishna, and that prize is that you have to have eagerness. When you are eager, you will obtain love in your heart, and that attracts Krishna. I gave an example of my own childhood. Now, there was one particular ice parlor which produced a beautiful strawberry ice, and I used to spend a significant amount of my little spending money, which my parents would give me, to eat ice creams. So in the middle of the month, I had no money any longer, but I wanted ice cream. So I went to the ice cream man and said, I'm out of money, but I so much want to have the ice cream. And he said, see, I'm living from selling ice cream. I can't give ice cream out for free. And I said, I don't expect that you give it for free. I will sing for you. So I sang my childhood songs, and after the 7 minutes, I don't know, 7 or 10 minutes, the ice cream man said, yeah, take your ice cream, and gave me the ice cream. He was won over by one quality. That is, I was extremely eager to have the ice cream, and I was ready to sacrifice and do something. So when Krishna sees his devotees turning to him with that eagerness, then he is very compassionate, and it is this quality which is encouraging the devotees. In the Bhagavatam, we hear about Krishna's compassionate smiles. It's Krishna's beautiful eyes are always full of his merciful glances and reassuring smiles that enliven his devotees who seek his shelter. And there is a verse who says this, who talks about this. The yogis should contemplate with full devotion the compassionate glances frequently cast by the Lord's eyes, for they soothe the most fearful threefold agonies of his devotees. His glances, accompanied by loving smiles, are full of abundant grace. And Srila Prabhupada comments that the Lord bestows innumerable favors upon his devotees, but the greatest manifestation of his grace is his smiling face, which is full of compassion for his pure devotees. His eager devotees, his single-minded devotees, who go to him for shelter. The obvious question here is, how can we become more focused on Krishna, who is so wonderful, so merciful? And the answer is, again and again, go close to those who are close to Krishna, because something of their personality rubs off on their heart. Today, in this, I would like to recommend to you one method that helps you to come close to the heart of the devotees. And remember, if you become a devotee of a devotee, then Krishna is extremely favorable towards you. This method to come close to the heart of the devotee is to read or sing their bhajans, their songs in which they express their heart. I would like to share with you here one song. It's from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is called Bhajan Lalasa Song 1. O Lord, having fallen into this material world and becoming wicked, I see no other means of deliverance. Shelter of your feet is the only help for the helpless, and thus I accepted you as my be-all and end-all. You must know I perform no pious actions. I have no knowledge. I do not really engage in any devotional practices, and I do not perform any devotional service. Yet you are merciful, and I am most fallen. I pray for your unconditional mercy. Uniting together and casting me adrift in the ocean of material existence, the urges of speech, the mind, anger, the tongue, the belly, and the genitals have caused me terrible distress. I have given up hope in subduing these urges by my own persistent endeavors. O Lord of the helpless, I call your name, for you are now my only hope. Sing, pray, or contemplate the songs or prayers of the great acharyas, and you will see how this eagerness which wins over the heart of the Lord comes into your heart. It is their eagerness which fills you with devotional life. Have a wonderful new year, and see you for the next Above the Clouds.